Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and high school football. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of Lake Forest High School basketball, football, lacrosse,
field hockey, soccer,
Walker.
Lake Forest Podcast is supported by viewers and listeners just like you, like Shark Guy Beach Fishing, premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook at SharkGuyBeachFishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A. Elizabeth C., Coastal Lance, Otto, Artie M., Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, Captain Mike's in downtown Kenosha, Greentown Tavern in Waukegan, and welcoming our newest supporter, Johnny C.
How you doing, Scoop?
I'm doing great, Pete, on this beautiful fall-to-be day.
It is, man. You're like what, 2 days from
back?
La la la.
2 days, Friday. Friday, St. Francis.
St. Fran.
The Spartans. I don't know. I think they were pretty good lads. They made the playoffs, I think, last year. And I think the Scouts beat them.
Yeah. It wasn't an easy game, I don't think.
They were there last year, I think, if I remember correctly. I can't remember yesterday, let alone a year ago.
Well, Scoo, it was good to see you and the fam over the weekend.
All right. You didn't see in your you really disappointed me. I had a crisp Hondo sitting
there. Well, my wife gave me a $1.50 not to. You heard that.
Yeah. No, it was a good time.
It was a real good time.
Kind of sparse show up, but, you know, the city of Lake Forest, the residents didn't come to play, but.
I got a couple thoughts.
Let's do it. I got a couple thoughts, too. Your thoughts first.
Okay, great. So everybody can point the finger at me. Number one, it was good to see the mayor, Jason, Rick Amos, you, of course, Pam, Lori Fitzgerald, Mike, a bunch of caucus people I saw there. It was nice to see serving beers. I had to check the one I received, but
I didn't realize caucus people were. I should have checked. No wonder I was feeling kind of woozy the next day.
You got the old stuff.
There's that Scoo guy here. Where are you going with my cup? The tap's right there.
Hey, Lake Forest Bank, man, they came out, they sponsored. That was full boat, man. Thank you, Lake Forest Bank.
Yeah, I didn't do the VIP thing, but you know, the VIPs like yourself, you know, we were kind of looking over there, kind of like, hey, more food.
Scoo.
Like eating all the food and like, you know, can I come? Nope, you can't come in here. You're
but
not
you
a
just
VIP.
Pour a little of that in my cup. Oh, there's a difference between a pink cup and a red cup. I had the pink cup. You had the red cup, Scoob. That's how it rolls.
No, I had a clear 8 ounce cup. I didn't have those big solo cups you guys are drinking out of and running up to the bar thing, just showing your wristband while I'm sitting there counting out tickets.
I'm special.
Hang on a second. I just miscounted here. Let me start over. Here. There.
Well, they could have done like a five-ticket, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was almost like a Chuck E. Cheese. You're running around with those.
there's three, I want to say young guys, but they're younger than me.
Yeah.
It looks like they won the little bowling game because they had you know, it's like, you guys gonna go get your stuffed animal with all those tickets? And they were ready to leave, so they like handed off like this handful, tons of tickets to us. And I'm like, you know, we're like, we're not gonna drink all this, like, no. So we handed it off to some people, and it's like, yeah, it could have been a little, it was a little complicated, it seemed like, with all those freaking tickets.
Now, how many years has that thing been going on, Scoo?
Let's see. I want to say minus COVID, 3 or 4, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, they originally, it was October, they would host an Oktoberfest, but like right around you know, October time and all that stuff,
Yeah.
and got like in 2000, when was the last big rain? 2017. Was that it? Should I say, was it 5 years ago, 6 years ago? The rains came in October, just wiped it out. And then I think that was the first one. And then they tried doing it the next year and rain. And, you
Yeah.
know, so I think it's like, I mean, it's, if you include Oktoberfest, it was probably 5 or so minus COVID. But,
Up. Customer service. Oh, it's go grab that. So it's easy, you know, when somebody throws a party, it's easy to attend the party, take on no risk, just pay up. I mean, you had the $40 in, I had the $150 in. 50? Oh, day of. So it's either $50 or 150. I think I got my share of my 150.
Did that's good.
I've never drinking so much Michelob Ultra Light.
Well, I mean,
You could see.
you're one person that can get your 150 worth. I mean, then drinking Michelob or Coors, it's like, you know, pouring water down, especially in you.
Yeah, it was but you know, it was good. You know, you got to keep your senses about you, but it's easy to go to a party and nitpick, but
Right.
you know, it for the community, you know, there's two, I've heard both sides, met a lot of viewers. I forgot to say that. A lot of viewers, a lot of viewers.
Really? I
Oh
didn't think we had a
yeah.
lot of
Oh yeah.
people.
Oh, we did. We did. Well, I kind of stick out. Plus, you know, you don't like the camera that much, you know what I mean? So I'm going around like I felt like the Cubs mascot going around
Man,
taking
yeah,
pictures with people.
you're flying around everywhere. It's like, don't get in his way. You might get run over.
But no, that you know, people are like, and of course, you know, this is like 9 at night. I'm like, you know, I'm nodding my head, and I first of all, I
Couldn't
can't
hear a
hear any,
word. Yeah.
couldn't hear a word. Plus, you know, I'm a little taller, and it's just
Can't hear you up here. You're the Charlie Brown teacher.
yeah. So I'm like, yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah, you're right. No idea. No idea. But it is genuine. We are very appreciative of everybody that listens. And then they say, the next thing they say is, don't mention my name. Everybody.
That's so
Everybody.
fun.
But that, you know, there were two schools of thought on the thing. Lower the prices so more people could show up. But then if you lower the prices, then more people from outside of Lake Forest come in, and then it's not really a community thing. I don't know. I thought it was a good deal. It seemed like I don't want to say it seemed like a Republican party.
What's that?
Maybe it's because it was the, you know, the country band on, or I don't know. It just seemed to me like I didn't see a lot of people from the left. Maybe I'll cut this out, but it just seemed to me like there was a segment of the audience missing there.
I would disagree. I don't know. I shouldn't
Well,
say that because I don't know, because I don't really kind of,
yeah.
I know a lot of people and I don't know if they're,
Yeah,
which way they swing unless they are screaming. then I kind of know when
Yeah,
they're screaming
yeah.
which way they swing. But
Well, of course, I was walking through the place with an American flag shirt on, you know. You know, I never thought that'd be a bad thing to walk around with a flag shirt, you know.
Should have had your cutoff jeans. That would have been perfect.
I was with the wife, man. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do
Could
it.
Could have gone the cutoff jeans. You didn't have to go happy, to the halter top, but.
Happy wife, happy life, my friend. But, no,
you
I heard.
You paid more than I offered. That's just kind of a loss for you.
150, yeah.
I mean, your wife's paying you more than I'm paying, but that's still staying in the same pool.
Well, the people that weren't there, it seemed, first of all, I didn't know any different. I just heard from people that, you know, it was a less of a crowd. And of course you had the rain. So, you know, the weather report didn't look good.
It
right?
didn't rain all day.
Well, it said it was going to rain all day, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I thought it was a good show and all that. I, you know, hats off to Rick Amos. I mean, he just, and I saw
he killed
him
it.
Early,
he was working
early in the
was...
morning working and then, you know, late night. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's sponsored by the foundation. It's, you know, the Park and Rec Foundation, it's their nonprofit and their deal, just like the fireworks. And it's not, you know, I think I saw like half the city workers there working. You know, you got the police, fire, you got everyone at the entire rec department working there. So, I mean, it really is a city event. And, you know, I thought it was disappointing for all the work that Rick and his team does in the city, Sally and her staff and the police and fire to put on these events, that, you know, the turnout isn't. Now, I guess you could say, well, you know, it's too expensive or that, come on. I mean, our community is a wealthy community and, you know, we got people and we've seen it. People screaming and hollering about stuff the city does and doesn't do and all this. And then, you know, you have people screaming about, you know, the fields are going to be done and I can't wear my freaking high heels to the 4th of July event. Well, hey, guess what? Half those people screaming, hollering, don't get it that all these great events aren't put on by the city, but they're put on by their foundation. And if Rick Amos decides to step away from doing this, which I wouldn't blame him because it's just it's a never ending battle to, you know, not do what, you know, financially what you're hoping to do, because people don't show up or they decide they don't want to pay to go in there because it's too expensive or whatever. But, you know, you're supporting the community. And if Rick steps away, there's not anyone on that Park and Rec Foundation board that can take it over and continue doing everything that Rick has done for the golf outing, the fireworks, and this. I mean, but again, it's constantly not getting, you know, and I'm sure there's different ways that, you know, doing a postmortem, there's different ways that you probably could make more money getting more sponsors or whatever it is. And, but boy, the turnout was, I mean, when you, you know, like you said, you look at it, it's like, okay, so there was, you know, the aldermen were there. I didn't even see all the aldermen there. You know, there were caucus people there. The, you know, the entire rec staff was working the entire time there. I probably didn't get to enjoy any of it except, but, you know, they planned for those parking lots to be full.
Yeah.
You know, and the bands were good. And, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, where's the people? And
what do you think
you know,
it was from your, from the newcomer standpoint? I don't know any different. I'm just, I had a great time.
Well,
it looked
not even
pretty
from
crowded.
The newcomers,
but
it's like, how many people are in town? 20,000?
Yeah.
Residents? You know, I mean, it was almost like this little exclusive party, but I mean, it wasn't. And it's like, you know, that's what, you know, this drives the 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these programs that Rick and the guys put on are generating money to run the next one.
Yeah.
you know, and unfortunately, like the 4th of July was supposed to, you know, that was going to fund, so to speak, this one, you know, and all that would happen. You know, I mean, it's like you rely on donations as a nonprofit. You rely on people showing up at this stuff. You know, not necessarily it's too expensive, but you know, to show up. And I
Well,
don't
I
know. I
mean,
just I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's probably a lot of things, you know, I could add
well,
my input on stuff, but again, it's, you know,
the masks. I didn't see any masks. So that's why
like,
I'm sent, you know what I mean? So when I don't see any masks, generally if you have a mask on, it's you're from one certain political party. I didn't see any
oh,
masks.
well, yeah, but I'm talking about, I don't really, I'm not talking about political parties showing up. I'm talking about the, in general, the
Well,
city of
yeah,
Lake
I'm
Forest
going that,
showing
and
up.
then you had people afraid going in the crowds because of the Highland Park thing. You know, I heard that. I heard school was starting the next week and people were on
Oh,
vacation,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I mean, seriously.
Hey, I was there, dude. I
No, I
was
know.
there. You were there.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
Yeah.
a bunch of people that I've seen over the years, you know, complain. Let's talk about, you know, everyone complaining about the fields. There's more people, you know, complaining about that stuff getting done, the new fields, but yet they don't want to support anything.
Yeah, I didn't
You
see
know,
any of those green meanies at anything. That's kind
I
of my
mean,
point.
people complaining that they can't, you know, for the 4th of July wear heels. Where are those people showing up at this thing to support stuff? Because guess what? When they start the fields, I think it's next year or so, and
Yeah.
the 4th of July is shut down for a
Yeah.
year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just think there it was a great time. We had fun. I mean, our street, well, we're right on it, but was
Yeah.
came out and you know, everyone came out, it looks like had a good time. The bands were great. Everything, the food was good, everything. It's just, you know, a little disappointing to not see as many people. And I was hoping that that was going to be packed because the foundation is hamstrung right now.
Yeah, need
And
a boost, yeah.
hopefully they can maybe, you know, recover with donations and all that. But it's just
Yeah.
kind of interesting. Just my take on it is like, you know, seeing Rick working his ass off and, you know, at some point he's going to pull the plug because he
Yeah.
doesn't want to do it anymore. I mean, it's just,
Well, it's a
but
lot of risk, a lot of pain, a lot of nitpicking, a lot of second guessing. Look at us. We're his biggest fans, and we're, say, well, you could have done this, you could have done so.
oh, no,
Throwing a gig
I'm
is.
not saying there's you can do, you know, criticizing. What I'm saying, if I'm criticizing, it's people showing up. I
Yeah.
mean, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, and here's the other thing. In my opinion, when you have bands like they did, you know, those bands have outside followings, and I'm not really sure that that was supposed to be just a Lake Forest only event. I'm pretty sure it's if anyone wanted to come, they could.
They
But
could. That's kind of where people were saying, well, it was priced out. And then, well, we want it to be a community thing. So.
whether you have a community thing or not, it's not a community thing. Well, if it's a community thing, then shame on the community for not showing up. You know,
Well.
and you know, a lot of people did, but there's a lot more people in the community, and I'm just not an excuse guy. It's like, you know, I could have sat on my deck and listened to the music and been happy as a pig in mud,
Yeah.
but that's not how I, you know, it just, I don't know. I just think it's a lot of work, and you know, I know, you know, it to me it just seemed like the turnout was sparse, if not, you know, I'm not criticizing anything. Yeah, there's a lot of things that can be done. I mean, you know, that to improve it, but you know,
Well,
I don't
let's
know. I mean,
do look. I had a great time. I
I
loved
did
it.
too.
I loved it. It's okay. Do you make it $20 and then, $100 for the VIP? I think it was, well, the value was there. It's, I
Yeah,
don't know.
no, I mean, I think it was great. It was a fun time. I think people that didn't show missed out on something. And I just think when you want to keep redoing stuff, it's, and you're a nonprofit. Let's, this isn't, my thing is, maybe the city starts needs to take some ownership in these things too, because it really is a community event. And when, sitting there go, it's not a city event, it is a city event. And maybe it's, how do we work with the foundation financially
Yeah.
to prop that up? Because, it's not just a regular nonprofit. The foundation is doing stuff for our community, but yet they're relying on private funds to do everything. So I don't know. I mean, it's Rick did a great job. I'm not bit. I just, I my expectation was more people. My expectation was there's a huge parking lot, and there's a reason why they had it in those parking lots, because the anticipation was people.
Right.
I didn't have to stand in line or anything, and I was expecting to stand in line in a lot of stuff to get, I just think it was a great day,
No,
great
man,
evening,
it's don't
fantastic music. I mean, the Springsteen, I would have loved to just have, I mean, he could have
I
been,
was
that group
looking
should have been
for you.
on the main stage, and they could have rocked out for
Were
2 hours.
you
They
on
were
your
so
porch
good.
for Springsteen?
No,
I was
no.
over there. You know who was rocking
I
out
was
to
too.
Springsteen? George, man, George was having a good time. We hung out a little bit. People
Yeah,
said,
it was a good time. I mean,
no, everybody had a good time. So
absolutely.
okay, so next year, if they
More
need beer
people.
pours, well, they need help, I would help Rick out. Rick said, "Hey, Pete, help me pour beers." Be like, "All right, one, two for me, one for you." Get it? It's all.
Yeah, I just think there I was hoping to see more people. I felt bad for the city staff that was working it, and not enjoying it,
Yeah.
but they're trying to save money on, not hiring an outside, event company to, manage it and tickets and all that stuff, which is fine. I mean, I just,
Well, let's see. Let's see what
great
some of the
fun. I
viewer.
just wish more people.
Well, let's see where everybody was. We'll put the feelers out. Hey, where the hell were you? That'll make a good headline for
No,
the no.
don't do that. That's
All right.
not the purpose of what my comments were. It just was
All right.
disappointing to not have more people. And really, there's no excuse. There was no rain.
Yeah.
People say kids started school next week. Okay.
You heard it too. I'm just.
My daughter started school Sunday. We had to drive her out.
Yeah.
Or not drive her out, but Pam flew out Sunday. So, but she's
Yeah.
still. I mean, so I come on. I mean, it's.
All I can do is tell you what I heard, right? That's all I can do. Up.
Oh, there's someone complaining already.
Let's
A
go.
great
Bridge.
time. It was fun.
Sauk Bridge. Deer Path.
The what?
They're working on that bridge on Deer Path,
Oh,
the
yeah.
ComEd. So it's, you're going to get that guy with the orange sign. Go, don't go.
I funny. I saw the other day, I was driving down heading west, and some guy was coming down the with his bike,
Yeah.
coming down the dirt ramp there,
Yeah.
carrying a biker.
B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b
point on the bike path. That so he got there, and obviously he's like carried down the ramp, and he's slipping down. No, he wasn't riding; he's carrying his bike down.
Oh, okay.
Because he had because it ran out of
juice.
No, it ran out of
road
cement. Road, yeah.
So Deer Path is going to be a pain in the butt. Let's
All right.
see.
When hey. Isn't it?
When, especially when it rains. Hey, Beef for Hunger. They got a block party this Saturday, Scoot.
Yep. The Nick Barnum Band playing. Great band. Go out and see them.
Nick Barnum, the Kais Craner Band. Kais Craner Band. You know, there's only one band missing there. I won't tell you what the name of it is. Donation.
Show up and play.
Yeah, just plug in.
Donate to them.
Every 75 cents provides a fresh beef meal to someone in need. Saturday, 5 August 27th, 5 to 10 p.m. There's a 50-50 raffle. And then October 1st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Lake Bluff Barbecue Society presents Rib Fest.
Ooh,
downtown Lake Bluff. Can you cook another ribs,
that's
Stu?
Another event that gets kind of rained on.
Yeah.
Traditionally, but that's always a good time if it's good weather. Well, I cook ribs now. I like cook to, any? But yeah,
you
I do. It.
What do you cook? Come on.
The basics.
Pork and beans.
Yeah.
30-second microwave hot dog.
Nope.
Coffee.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what I, you know, I don't need you ripping on me on what you do versus what I do cooking. Yeah, I do cook.
Okay, humorous fine. Fair enough.
What do you cook?
Huh?
What do you cook?
I'm bad at ribs. I'm really bad.
Come on.
I've never made good ribs. I'm telling you.
You're the smoke guy here.
I am. And smoker's still down. Got a $30 part that I'm waiting to put in to get it going again. So
was it neighbor sabotage?
could be. I didn't see any of my neighbors at that party.
Sure. How about your one neighbor, Big Bob? I haven't seen him in a while.
No, haven't seen him. You know,
that's one guy you can talk eye to eye with.
That's true. He's got game. Fourth and one. Scoo, you run right behind us. Speaking for
fourth and one, he didn't need anyone leading him.
So fourth and one, Scoo. I mean, give me a prediction for St. Francis in the season. I asked you last week. Now you're preparing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I saw some. I was trying to find some North Suburban highlights, like who's the favorites and all that. And I got a partial one, and then I got cut off because I wasn't, you know, paying the $25 to subscribe to everything. But it kind of irritates the hell out of me. All these newspapers and all that, they give you a little bite, and then they're like, You need to subscribe to get the whole story.
$1 for 6 months, man. You can't beat that. Just got to set your timer to shut it off.
So I don't know. I mean, I think the Scouts should be competitive. I did read about some other teams, like Zurich looks to be strong. Mundelein is, again, my sleeper. Their whole athletic program is a sleeper. They're just getting bigger and better. I think the Scouts will, you know, challenge. I think Warren is hands, you know.
They always are.
Is the prohibitive favorite, but Libertyville is supposed to be pretty good. So I think the conference is going to be quite competitive this year. Hopefully the Scouts reign supreme, but.
I will watch. I got practice Friday night. Dang it. I'll have to catch the recording of it. Give you my thoughts.
Yeah, go to the game.
No, I got practice. I got a gig September 10th in Schaumburg for all my fans out there. Empty Barrels headlining.
What's it called?
MMT Barrels in Schaumburg. Got to do a 90-minute set at 10:30 at night. That's the last.
MT Barrels is your band?
No, Sassholes.
Oh, that's what they say. I thought the.
No, Sassholes. Yeah.
MT Barrel. Wow.
MT Barrels. Yeah, it's a decent club. You know, it's my sister's band is opening up. We, I'm not that quick. She got to go on early. She won the flip of the coin. So be like,
you got the kind of like the end twistle. You know,
no, I use a pick.
Mellow, just kind of. Boom, 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 boom.
No, I'm a punk guy, believe it or not. Right. Yeah, I like punk. I use a pick, and there are some mellow songs, you know, in there.
You spike your hair?
No, actually, I'll probably get a haircut.
I think you go with a spike. Yeah, exactly. The mohawk, I mean. No, not the mohawk. The spike. The mohawk.
Yeah, had, no.
The Mohawk is the Scouts, what the Scouts do for this first game.
Yeah, I had an interesting haircut. I had a mohawk with a rat tail on the back coming on my helmet. Coach
What's it
wasn't a
called?
fan.
Something in the front, party in the back?
Business in the front, party in the
Business in the
back.
front.
It's hard, you know. You go to these places, say, could you update my mullet? And they say, what's that? Like, we got to bring it back, Scoo. Scoo, you had a mullet back in the day, didn't you? Or you always
I
crew
was a
cut?
little bit longer. No, I had long hair, but not long mullet
Yeah,
like.
yeah. So yeah, so I practice. We got the gig September 10th. I'm gonna check out the game, and then I'll give you my notes of what I saw and whatnot.
I mean, I wish I could give you more. It just kind of, they got rid of a lot of kids last year and got some new kids. So
We
we'll have
got
to see. I mean,
any
Tommy Eberle
updates?
is the big one, big
Yeah.
player.
Any updates on the kids going to play at the next level? Any new ones that we missed?
No, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can't remember all these kids. I mean, it's like I see one kid, I'm like, hey, what year are you in college? Because I graduated 10 years ago. Oh,
Oh.
like once they leave it, you lose track of what the.
Yeah. Time kind of passes you by, sort of like
I thought you were like a
Saturday night.
sophomore. No, I've been
Yeah.
working in the workforce for 10 years now. Well, you were good in high school.
Least you probably got their names right.
Yeah.
I could talk to somebody for half an hour, call him Chris, and say, hey, my name's Mike.
Nice talking with you.
That's it.
No, that everything starts this weekend. If not,
Okay.
already started. Golf, soccer, field hockey, cross country,
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, we're in full gear. Scouts in full gear. Come out and support them. Big
Matt.
wall of not the lighted wall.
Oh, that's
Induction
right.
for the new people Friday
You
night.
take a picture of that for me, would you?
Right here.
Yeah, about right there. We'll put it right there.
Wall of
Well,
excellence.
wall of excellence. When is Duffer's going to open? Any idea?
Don't know.
Joe, Jeff, what's going on, man? People are
Saw
asking.
one of the papers on the window was down. I don't know if that's a sign that, or not a sign, but I heard
Bad
coming
scotch
soon,
tape.
but fall.
Well, I haven't heard anything in the city council meeting, so we'll see. Scoot, that's my list, my friend.
So let me ask this. So
Yeah.
you're still connected in some way with the caucus and all that, right? I
I
know
know
you
some
still
people.
have. Yeah, I
I
know
know some
you.
people.
Well, as we talked there, they're still interviewing and all that. Have they come across a mayoral? I know last we talked they were
Yeah,
interviewing.
they still like Prue, and they're trying to figure out a way to get Melanie in. So
No
we'll
other
see.
interviews?
Not that
Come on. I know, look at you. You got that inside look going.
I have no, I'm an open book, school. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
It's first of all, there's no secrets here. Everybody knows this stuff. So, the big secret is what is going to be the wiggle room for Mrs. Rummel to rummel her way into the selection.
So they're still interviewing, I guess, then,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So keep us posted on
I I will, Scoo. Scoo, let's find out where the people were at Saturday.
Where are the
Big
people?
Rick, you did a
There's a
great
good
job.
turnout. That could have been there.
What do you think was there? 1,500, 2,000 more?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good, I'd say 1,000 people or so, wouldn't you?
I would say 1,500 at its
1,500?
height, something like that, from my old promoter days,
Yeah. From your old promoter days, what was your take? Good? Were the band stages good?
Oh, like I said, professional, man,
Yeah.
professional. It's keeping those relationships with the bands because they pass how you, even the green room, As silly as it is, the green M&Ms, whatever that rider is, you make sure everything is there that they ask for. So they tell their buddies to, you know, hey, these guys are first class, you know, do them a solid.
It's like Brass Buckle has been there a couple times now. The Springsteen cover, that's their second or third time there.
Yeah.
Who was the other one before Maddie and Tay? Or is this three?
That was the third one. I don't know what it was.
The point is the bands were repeats, so they like coming there.
Well, cover band, I mean, you can. It's the Maddie and Tay telling the up and comers to that are going to break to come up. Those are the big
never
ones
never that, heard of them. They were pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't see you over there, Scoo. Did you watch it on your porch or?
Yeah, I watched it on my porch, Pete. I was there.
I can't say
I didn't see you because you're 10 feet above everyone. Oh, there's Pete.
I didn't, no, to be fair, I stayed till, you never want to stay till the very end of anything. I'm never the last guy at a party. If anything, I'm the first one to leave. So, nothing good ever happens past 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
I just remember walking home with a tray of tacos I was slopping down.
Hey, they're good. One of them hit your eyeball.
No, I think when I walked the dog the next morning, there was a trail that he enjoyed. So I missed a lot of the pie hole when I was trying to eat and walk at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. It's Cooper was definitely having a good time.
It's like, wow, what is all this? Look at that. Is that steak or chicken?
Now, Rick, man, it's hard, man, putting up a gig. You're always second guess. Phenomenal. And you're always sweating it.
Phenomenal.
You're always sweating it. Here, I can tell you a quick story and we'll
please do.
It. Remember Cool Runnings?
Yeah.
The bobsled team. There's a movie out. And I forgot what the gig was, but this promoter put these bands together, part of the Cool Runnings thing, you know, reggae and whatnot. And we schlepped down the money for it at Cubby, and we needed like 700 for break even. $1.50 showed up. That is the worst feeling where the owner says, "How did we do last night? You guys suck." Cover bands from now on. So, Rick, well, I hear you, man.
And it was a great process. They did phenomenal. It was professional.
Very, very
it
was professional.
And that's Rick.
Yeah. No.
Content,
all the green shirts were running around. Yeah.
Right. Oh, here's one. Here's one. Yeah. I did get some feedback on our impromptu golf course.
The rankings. I put the wrong logo up.
No. I was chastised. Well, I wasn't chastised. I was reminded that I forgot a great golf course. But again, to my defense, we were talking about old golf courses. But
elite. Yeah.
At Conway.
Conway Farms?
Yeah. Yeah.
They got a golf course there? What?
Yes, they do. Why do you think they have Conway Farms? Because of the golf course.
Oh, I thought it was like an actual farm.
It used to be.
Ah.
It used to be. Yeah, the BMW was there for a couple of years. But the only reason I didn't have it in there was just because we're not old, Old Elms and all that, the elite.
I got ragged on because I put the wrong logo for Knollwood.
See?
I didn't know there was more than one Knollwood.
Putting all those, what'd you put, the Knollwood sign on 43 on Waukegan Road?
Whatever Mr. Google gave
Knollwood.
Me, I put it.
Welcome to Knollwood. Yeah. Like I said, Conway's a great course. But it's not Old Elm or Shore Acres.
So when you go
and again in the top four, I would rank Conway in my top four, fifth.
Oh,
of the four that we talked about.
Wait, hold on. Which one are you bumping down? Conway's now, four.
No, I said five.
Oh, so Conway would be five. All right.
Julie Conway's noted, a great course, too.
When we update.
Played that a couple times, you don't know you're in Lake Forest. But as you probably know playing it too, Pete, since you didn't know there was... Yeah, drive back there sometime. Been back there?
How do you know what back there is? Is
that do you know where Conway Farms is?
Absolutely no idea.
Come on.
Is it by like Lake Bluff?
No, it's over off 60. By the across the street from all those buildings, office buildings, and where the city hall is.
Oh, the Bears?
And the Bears, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bears. You go right.
Well, they're still there before they go to Arlington Heights. Okay.
I think they'll stay there. I think the Bears will stay there if they go to Arlington Heights. No way.
Audi.
No way. They spent too much money on that on the Conway.
They're going to save a lot facility. Of money going to Arlington Heights.
Yeah, from Chicago, but not their training facility here in Lake Forest.
Well, maybe they'll keep it. I don't know. Oh, I know, Scoo. I just read,
You know what?
I just read the Arlington Heights papers.
Go drive out to Conway Farms. Check it out.
What am I going to do there?
Just drive through there. You can see all the homes and all that. Used to be a big farm.
Is it on my way to Walmart? Will I see it on?
It is. It's on your left as you go to Walmart.
On the left. Okay.
Turn in.
Fair enough. Scoo, that was a riveting show, man. That's what people say. Hey, why did you skip a week? This is why.
Give us some stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Tell us why you didn't go Saturday.
Yeah, besides saying don't say my name.
Don't say
my
name.
Feedback, but don't say it.
But no, you can't. Can I use just your first name? No. Okay. I'm really passionate about this topic, but don't mention my name. That's how things get done, folks.
I didn't like what you said. Here's what I think you should say, but don't quote me on that.
Don't quote me on that. Or say my name. I love
your podcast. Didn't know you listen. Don't
say my name that I listen. Can I quote you on that? No. Did we have this conversation? Not really.
Why don't you come on the show? No.
No. No.
It would be great. It would be great for your... No.
No. Can't do it.
Been instructed not to.
Scoo, on that note.
Lake Forest Podcast is supported by viewers and listeners just like you, like Shark Guy Beach Fishing, premier South Florida beach fishing experience on Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook at sharkguybeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A. Elizabeth C., Coastal Lance, Otto, Artie M., Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, Captain Mike's in downtown Kenosha, Greentown Tavern in Waukegan, and welcoming our newest supporter, Johnny C.